Russia's countryside is dying. Economic collapse in some areas has prompted an exodus of young people. Many older residents are suffering from alcoholism and poor health. Those left behind are struggling to survive and maintain some dignity in their rural isolation. NPR's Gregory Pfeiffer traveled to one region 150 miles outside of Moscow.
The tiny village of Lopatina stands amid snow-covered fields and rolling wooded hills. There's never been much here, a muddy dirt track lined by wooden cottages. But now it's an apocalyptic scene. All but two of the sagging houses are empty. 80-year-old Tatyana Yevseyeva lives alone in one of them. Inside her peeling house, she says she mostly survives on what she grows and raises herself, including potatoes and pigs. But despite the poverty of her surroundings, she's putting on a brave face.
You can see we don't live badly. I can't complain. It's just that everyone has left. There's nowhere to go for a chat, and of course it gets very lonely. But what can you do?
When Yevseyeva needs to buy medicine, she walks to the neighboring village, a half-day's journey away. The countryside here is populated mostly by elderly residents like Yevseyeva, who says others have either died or moved to larger towns and cities, but not her.
How could I leave my home? I built it with my own hands. When my time comes, I'll die here. What's wrong with that?
As sun melts the snow after a long, dark winter, rural life in this and other regions doesn't appear to have changed in centuries. One of the locals' biggest complaints is the attitude of city dwellers. After the tragic death of a priest and his family in an apparent arson attack in the neighboring village of Primukhina, residents say the national media turned to their stereotypes. Village head Alexander Volkov says they told the country Father Andrei was killed by village drunks angry because he wouldn't give them money for alcohol.
Television crews swooped in here, filmed vodka bottles they distributed themselves, then broadcast that everyone here is a drunk and a vandal. Of course that hurts.
There's mud everywhere in Tver. Russian writer Nikolai Gogol once said Russia has two great misfortunes, fools and bad roads. The mostly dirt roads around the villages here are riddled with potholes, a stark contrast to the decently asphalted federal highways. The young are leaving here because the region's main employers, Soviet-era factories and collective farms, have collapsed. Elena Arlova, an administrator of the surrounding Kushinova district, says the population has dropped from 20,000 to 16,000 in just a few years.
Nothing is being produced here. The people have lost their connection to the land. It's frightening. There's nothing to keep the young here anymore.
Despair and poverty in the countryside are helping fuel a nationwide population crisis created by low birth rates and high mortality rates. Poor diets, smoking, and rampant alcoholism are ruining lives. There's almost no hope life will improve for many villagers in the Tver region. One change is noticeable amid the caving roofs and broken windows. Here and there, new summer dachas belonging to residents of St. Petersburg and Moscow are going up. Elderly villagers say in a decade or two they'll be gone, leaving the land to summer visits from wealthy vacationers. Gregory Pfeiffer, NPR News, Moscow.